doors and windows on.
The voice that you just heard is the voice of the ITI Simon 3 security system. This is Chris Grabowski, and I will be walking you through and demonstrating some features of the security system, showing you how easy it is to access and program. Every single feature of the security system speaks. For those of you who are familiar with security systems, this ITI Simon 3 can handle 24 wireless zones. And what that means is that it can control and maintain up to 24 external pieces of equipment, such as your freeze detectors, your doors and window contacts, your glass break detectors, fire detectors, smoke detectors, and even including a two-way talking keypad. And I will get into some of these options as we move along through the demonstration.
I am standing in front of the Simon 3 panel, and it's about 6 inches long by 5 inches by about an inch and a half to 2 inches deep. The front of the Simon panel consists of 4 rows of buttons. The first row arms and disarms the doors and windows and has a status button. The second row, there are 5 buttons, and they are the number, they are how you enter your codes. And each button takes 2 numbers to press. Like, for example, if your code is 1234, you will press the 1 button twice, and then the 1 and 2 button twice, and then the 3 and 4 button twice. Okay? The next row deals with special home automation features, whether your door chime is on or off, whether you have a special chime motion out in the backyard or whatever that can tell you if there's motion, that never arms, never will give a burglary entry because leaves or birds or whatever may set that off. The next button is your light activated time on-off. And what that means is that you can have X10 appliances and lights that the Simon system will control. Like, for example, you can set a lamp to come on at 3:30 in the afternoon and go off at 5:30 in the afternoon if you see fit. The next button is your sensor-activated lights. And your sensor-activated lights, you can have the lights turn on and off with sensors. Like if you want your living room motion, if people are in the room, to turn lights on when they enter the room and then turn off when they leave, you can have it do that. The last and final row, there are 3 buttons, and they're oddly shaped. They're a little bit longer than the rest of the buttons. And the first one is your police panic button. The second button is your fire panic button, where you can have the system called the central monitoring station, and they will dispatch the fire department. And the third button is an auxiliary, probably medical, if you wanted to have the installer hook that up, where it'll call an ambulance if you needed it to. On the top of the Simon panel, there is a little tab that if you push the tab down, you can enter programming mode, and this would be for advanced users, or if you have an electrician install the system, or if you have your security system company install the system, they can go in and add your sensors and that, so you don't really have to be afraid of that, but it can be done, and everything speaks, and I will be going through how to do those specific, some specific things of what the Simon can do. The next item I want to discuss is the Simon 3 two-way touch-talk remote keypad. And what this looks like, it looks like probably the size of a TV remote. And there's a little door that flips open and the buttons are exposed. And you have
your standard phone-style keypad, and then you have your underneath the keypad, there are two buttons, and if you hold those in, they panic the system. Okay. Above the keypad, there are four buttons. There's the system status button, there's the arm doors and windows button, there's the arm motions button, and then there's the disarm button. So you hit the disarm button, you type in your access code, and the security system will say system disarmed. I suggest the two-way touch-talk keypad because the keypad you can take wherever you want, or you can mount it by a door, and again, it has 10 keys, code keys, instead of just 5. The voice will come out of the two-way touch-talk keypad, so if you have a keypad up in your bedroom, you can arm and disarm the system through your bedroom and hear the voice and get system status and real-time status. If there was an alarm going off, you could hit the button and it'll tell you what sensor has actually alarmed. One nice feature about the Simon 3 is the ability for it to tell you when your doors actually open. It will give you a special chime.
Sensor 1, front door open.
And it beeped. So if you heard that, it said sensor 1, front door open. That means that somebody came in the front door. The next function I wanted to talk about is the status button. If you walk over to the status button, it's the fourth button on the top from the left to the right. If you press that button, it'll tell you whether sensors are open or closed.
Time is 1:13 p.m. Sensor 1, front door open.
So what that means is that if you tried to arm your alarm and the door was opened, that would actually speak. The Simon would actually speak to you and tell you that the door was open so that you can go and close it. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to actually arm the alarm.
Doors and windows on. Motions on.
And the beeping is the exit delay that you would put so you would know that the alarm is actually working. I disarmed the alarm. I paused the recording and I disarmed the alarm. And now I open the front door and I want to arm the alarm again and show you what happens when this protected sensor is left open.
Sensor 1, front door open. Doors and windows on. Sensor 1, front door open. Motions on.
And again, you have your exit delay so that you can leave the house. And let's see what happens, because the door is still open. So we'll see what happens when the alarm actually arms itself and what it does to that open door if you left it open. The alarm is now armed, and the door is now closed. So if we open the door, absolutely nothing happens because the door is bypassed, so a burglar could enter that door if you, for whatever reason, forgot to close it. I'm going to disarm the alarm now, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit the disarm button.
Please enter your access code.
Then I'm going to type in my access code.
System disarmed.
I just armed the alarm, and I let the alarm
alarm. And what I'm going to do is show you what happens when you come home and you hit the status button if you think there's actually been a problem with the security system. If you hit the status button, it will say,
time is 1:25 p.m. Sensor 1, front door alarm.
Okay. Now, I actually opened the front door and let the front door alarm. What would have happened is if somebody was in your house and they would have passed through the motion detector or went out the back door or done whatever, it would have given you that list. It would say sensor 1, front door alarm, sensor 2, back door alarm, and things of that nature. If you would like more information on the Simon 3, please visit their website at www.itii.com. I will now be demonstrating a couple of more advanced features, such as programming a sensor and showing you what the advanced sensors look like. I'm going to now demonstrate how to get into the utility programming to actually change the configuration and options of the security system. Now, this can be done by professional installation companies that install security systems and an electronic company should be able to install a security system as well. So I'm going to pull the lid down.
Use number keys to enter ID.
And it wants me to enter my ID, so I'm going to do that.
Please select from start menu.
Now I'm going to remove the two-way touch-talk keypad, so I hit the remove button.
Select from main menu.
Then I hit the sensors button.
Sensor 1, front door. Press sensor again for next name or done to delete.
So I don't want to delete my front door.
Sensor 2, back door. Press sensor again for next name or done to delete.
And it guides you through all of the options.
Sensor 3, living room. Sensor 4, office. Sensor 5, upstairs. Sensor 6, touchpad, remote. Press sensor again for next name or done to delete.
Now I'm going to press the done key. The done key is actually when the lid is
sensor
closed.
Sensor 6, touchpad, remote.
The done key is the
next name or
police panic button.
Or sensor 6, touchpad, remote, deleted.
Okay, now the touchpad remote is now deleted, so I'm going to add it back. So now I'm going to press the add button to add the two-way touch-talk keypad back into the Simon.
Select from main menu.
And I'm going to press the sensor button.
Press button on sensor. Press button on sensor or press cancel to quit.
In some sensors, you panic the
press
system or you trip the tamper of the sensor to add the sensor to the system.
Press button on sensor. Okay, remote. Press sensor again for next name or press done to select.
It wants to call it a keychain remote, but I don't want to call it a
keychain
remote.
Press sensor again for next name or press done to select. Or touchpad remote. Press sensor again for next name or press done to select.
So I'm going to call it a touchpad remote, so I'm going to press done.
Use numbered keys to enter sensor group. 0, 1, sensor group, 1, sensor 6, touchpad remote. Press done to accept.
I'm going to press done.
Sensor 6, touchpad remote, group 1, programmed.
I wanted to also demonstrate how you can actually hear the options and what they're set for. There are 82 options to this system, and of course I'm not going to let you hear them all, but...
Option 1 is on, option 2 is on, option 3 is off, option 4 is off, option 5 is off, option 6 is off, option 7 is 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, option 8 is off, option 9
much to you, but if you were to sit down and read the manual, it would give you option one is this, option two is that, and you'd be able to figure out what they mean. And the manuals are actually online, so you can download them, and they are PDF formats. And they actually work quite well with Adobe 5.0. Some of the options that you can change are your entry-exit delays. You can change those. Other options deal with the security system, the phone number for the central monitoring station. You can put those in. The account, you can put that in so the central monitoring station knows who you are when you call. Another option, which I think is really kind of nice, is you can have the security system call a cell phone or a pager. And if it calls a pager, it will give you a numeric number to what the alarmed condition is. If it calls a cell phone, you will hear the voice of the security system telling you what the alarmed condition was, whether it was the front door that alarmed or the back door or what have you. The last and final feature I wanted to discuss was the ability to have your lights automatically turned on and off. And you can do this by going into the programming and change the times, the start and stop times. You can also use the two-way touch-talk keypad to turn your lights on and off if you just felt like doing it that way. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the two-way touch-talk keypad and turn the lights on.
Lights one on.
And it should say lights one on. Now you can have up to 8 units. So if you wanted your living room to be lights one, you can do that. And your dining room to be lights two, you could set lights two up to do that. Now the lights should be on in my living room. Now I'm going to turn the lights off. And, of course, it tells you, and now they should be off. And it uses the X10 technology to send the signal to the lights, and I have lamp modules that the lamps are actually plugged into to do this. If you would like to contact me, my email address is chrisg, and that's chrisg, at buffalo, buffalo.edu.